producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, Big Bilderberg Group Company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
Silent
Green is people.
We're told by Vice President Joe Biden that we need to just allow any children in the world to come here, and they're all our children, and that we have to pay for them and let them be wards of the state, to be political operatives and voters to bring us into slavery to a greater degree. But then they do everything they can to kill babies before they're born. And the globalists do everything they can to stop the industrialization of the third world and to keep people in squalor. They are the last individuals to have some fake moral high ground, but that's the weapon they used on the ill-informed, sappy Western population, who is tragically hip and tragically ignorant. And in most cases, aren't even conscious human beings, in my view now. The globalists have turned them into the dehumanized vessels that they wanted all along. They have been turned into artificially conscious, biological androids, as I call them. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, 8-8. It was back in 2008 on 8-8 when the Olympics kicked off that they tried to take Russian-held areas of Georgia since the end of World War II and start a war. That failed. The globalists have been more successful in Ukraine. That does not mean, again, Russia is some paragon of goodness. They're now coming in with the Internet ID in Russia, something the communist Chinese have and something Obama wants. So there. There's our precious pooty-poot doing things like that. We've got a big broadcast obviously lined up for you today. My cousin, Buckley Hammond, will be in studio coming up at the bottom of the hour. He grew up in Guatemala. He's a Guatemalan citizen, dual citizenship of the U.S., speaks fluent Spanish. He can tell you what the wondrous third world is like and what our children, because they're ours, they don't belong to Guatemala. They belong to you. You're going to pay for them. And then they're also going to be wards of the state. Then Mark Dice is going to pop in with a bunch of new stuff he's been working on, media commentator. And then a libertarian running for office in Texas is a really smart lawyer. He's going to be joining us as well in studio.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeths and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this 8th day of August, 2014. This is our live Friday edition. I will be in studio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live from the InfoWars.com News Center, deep in the heart of Texas, coming to you from FEMA Region 6, from Austin. Wow, where to begin yet again? Mark Dice, media commentator with a lot of breaking intel, is joining us. We also have other guests coming on later in the transmission as well. My cousin Buckley Hammond will be in studio. He was born and grew up in Guatemala. He has dual Guatemalan citizenship. And I thought you should hear from him just the stories of living in Guatemala, I guess, till he was 6 or 7 years old. And just routinely, the market being blown up, cars being machine gunned off the road, his brother kidnapped. This is what it's like to live in a middle-class area with your own property in Guatemala. So we're going to hear all about that coming up. And, of course, Joe Biden says all children in the world are our children. He means Democratic Party's children. And they must be brought into the state, raised by the state, and given positions in the state. They are that national security force, just as big, just as strong as our military. And a bunch of White House-run Democratic Party websites and news services came out when I talked about that a few weeks ago with our guest who was on air and said, oh, look how crazy they are, claiming these kids are a political force to take over like a Hitler Youth. That's in the future. And that's what major political scientists at UC Davis and others are saying. But more importantly, that's what the Ford Foundation said back in the 60s they were going to do with Henry Ford's money after he'd been gone a while, was to break the country up and do just what's happening. We've been warning of it. So we've got all the latest news on that. A clip coming up. Border Patrol agent, senior agent, these people are coming here to do horrible things. And that integrates in with another clip. Mainstream media says Americans against wide-open borders are anti-immigration. Now, we just don't want to lose our citizenship and become total vassals of this new world order. Just like I'm against this Pacific Treaty, this Asian Pacific Treaty that's got 30 parts, only one part's been released that ends internet freedom. And it allows corporations that run the treaty and are setting up the new global government to merge with the EU and the North American Union to control everything. And the treaty is secret. By the way, Australians, in their news at least, are freaking out about this and just put a new government in and are repealing the carbon tax. And I'm not saying there's some paragon, but because they've gone deeper down the rat hole in some ways than we have under globalism, but they're freaking out over their government secretly signing on to treaties that they're not allowed to see. I mean, that is the definition of a totalitarian system. And they boil it down to, oh, you don't like children, huh? There you go. There's the headline. Boom. July 17th, Australia becomes first developed nation to repeal carbon tax. He pledged to get rid of it last year. He got elected in a landslide. And the system already taps his phone and knows this, but I have it from three different high-level sources that their new leader in Australia wants to restore their Second Amendment, their right to guns, is anti-New World Order, and wants prosperity for their country the old-fashioned way. Just got chills, folks. Very exciting to have closet info warriors out there all over the place who are not going to put up with this garbage anymore, who aren't going to pay the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and the UN their carbon tax, who want prosperity like America used to want. These victories get me so excited because we can turn this around. I still know we can. Yes, the West is corrupt. Yes, the world is declining. Yes, there's a lot of problems, but we've got to try to fix things because it's too serious if we let the full collapse happen. It's too horrible. And we've got to struggle even in the collapse so that people know we struggled and we tried to fix things, so we build systems at a micro level that can be duplicated to try to restore civilization, restore honor, and an age of chivalry to go to the stars. And to let our children and grandchildren enjoy the true fruits of technology, the life extension, and to allow all this high tech to develop true transparency and culture. And it could be a new golden age, ladies and gentlemen, instead of the globalist, new age, dark age, counterfeit system of total enslavement. See, the New World Order always has counterfeits within counterfeits, and I'm going to get to all the huge news. The Illuminati, founded in the 1770s, was set up long before 1776. In Germany and France, on record, is a real organization, real society. And it has vestigial organizations today that I'm going to break down here in a moment. But they went out, and of course, a letter carrier got struck with lightning with high-level decompartmentalized command-level orders from Adam Weishaupt for Illuminati leaders in Germany and France, only about 14 of them, to pose as freedom lovers, to pose as people that wanted to bring in a system of renaissance, to pose as folks that wanted to overthrow the corrupt monarchies, when in truth all Adam Weishaupt and others wanted was to overthrow the existing order to bring in their order of 1984 literal total oppression, trampled and being trampled upon. So if you go to the technicals, those of us that really want liberty and freedom, you could call the Illuminati. Because we're the type of people who just want freedom and family rights and the right to self-defense and individualism. Well, the globalists came in, the proto-globalists, the Jacobins of 250 years ago. They saw a renaissance leading to revolution all over the world to bring in a new expanded renaissance. So they simply tried to hijack the revolutionary fervor that was already there. Where have you seen that before? Real beef with Russia in Ukraine, globalists hijack that, bring in a George Soros EU takeover system to replace one tyranny with one even far worse. A lot of Arabs want freedom across the Middle East. They're tired of being oppressed. They're tired of whatever, you know, different issues they're dealing with. Come in with Google and Facebook and Twitter, game the revolution, put Al-Qaeda light and IS and Muslim Brotherhood in control to bring down all the existing systems that had stability and freedom compared to what they now have, and brand it as freedom. So that's why I've said before, and people have taken it out of context as they do, I don't care. I expect liars to do that. Fine. People will then see that, come here and find the truth. That you could say that, yes, George Washington was in the Illuminati. You could say, I'm in the Illuminati, but I don't go to any secret meetings. I'm not any part of any secret organization. But I believe in human illumination. I believe in light. I believe in freedom. I believe in justice. I believe in transparency. I believe in the right of free association. And George Washington and many got sucked into the Illuminati on record for a few years. But then they turned against it, and George Washington turned against the French Illuminist and wrote scores of letters that are public that you can read at the Library of Congress. Just type in George Washington's letters to the Illuminati, click Google Images, and you'll see hundreds of copies. You can follow the links to the Library of Congress. And I've actually gone to the Library of Congress and been allowed in, because they have them on display, in his papers, and was allowed to even look at them 6 years ago. I have looked through the glass at his letters saying how evil the Illuminati is, how they hijack liberty movements, how they're there to really bring in a tyranny, to overthrow one tyranny, to replace it with one far worse. So, again, the reason I bring that up is they're masters of infiltrating. They're masters of hijacking things. But in the end, they don't deliver, like Obama claiming all this change, or Bush claiming he wouldn't be involved in foreign entanglements and wanted to cut the government, or Bill Clinton. They all work for the same combine, and here's the headlines. CNN poll, trust in government at all-time low. Remember Infowars.com last week, linking to foreign news and foreign documents, showing that the Ebola outbreak was already a pandemic, and then it was being covered up, and then DrudgeReport.com linked to our story, and then it was forced to be picked up, and now the head of Good Samaritan was on C-SPAN criticizing Drudge, saying, yes, it's true, it's a pandemic, but Drudge shouldn't be telling people about it. Yeah, let's not tell people so they could get prepared in case something happens. Let's keep people in the dark, you see. And that's what the Illuminati does, the bad Illuminati, the real Illuminati, is they say they're trying to protect you by keeping you in the dark. And now they've got people testifying in Congress that DrudgeReport.com linked to Infowars.com and other articles, some of them mainstream, proving there was a cover-up. And then they admit, yes, there was a cover-up, but we're bad for telling the truth. Meanwhile, the UN has now come out and said Ebola is an international health emergency, World Health Organization. So, sorry we told you about it a week and 3 days before it was mainstream. I apologize. And, you know, sorry about everything else, too. By the way, Drudge linked to our article and our video that we first found and made go viral of the cops saying, I don't have to follow the Constitution because Obama doesn't. That's now on CNN, Fox News, you name it, and the cop has resigned.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
This is bigger than Ebola and the estimated 1,000+ people that have it, and that's a conservative number with it spreading. And again, I'm not saying Ebola is going to come kill us here or even going to break out here. All I know is that they've never brought it in someone who's a vector, who is contaminated and can spread it to the United States, to Spain, to Germany. And there's a lot of weird PSYOP stuff going on and some big genetic engineering companies we're looking at with these vaccines and treatments, that this may be the primer for a contrived outbreak or something down the road to try to make literally hundreds of billions of dollars off of an Ebola vaccine that they can then piggyback something else into. The reason we say that, they've done this before. They've been caught adding stuff to vaccines. They've been caught releasing things before. I mean, it's been declassified. Everybody knows about that. The H1N1 was a viral simulant for a genetically engineered, dialed down virus to simulate flu spread the year before they officially released it and called it a pandemic when it wasn't a pandemic. Then they rolled out the vaccine that had incredible health problems and lowered immune systems, according to the Canadian government. Then I had Wolfgang, I think it was Wudarg on. I forget the, I'm going from memory. The head of the EU Commission, check that for me, because there's two different Wolfgangs. I may have conflated one of them. To say that it was genetically engineered and that they'd looked at it and that it was all a big staged event. Well, here's this headline. Samaritan's purse chief admits Ebola out of control, close quote, slams Drudge for reporting it. I look at the Drudge report. It can drive a lot of panic. So we have Geraldo Rivera, and we have congressional testimony bashing the Drudge Report. And again, why do I defend the Drudge Report so much? Not just that Matt Drudge is a trailblazer and links to our news stories that keep being proven to be accurate, and he believed in us and did the research and knows we're at least trying to get it right. We make mistakes sometimes. So we're in the same boat in many respects, and we're libertarian paleo-conservatives, I think it's fair to say, constitutionalists. But we're in the same boat. If they can take down Drudge, you got the Pentagon talking about him, you got the White House doing it, they can take everybody down. And it just shows how the elite aren't all powerful, that Drudge was linking to German newspapers, French newspapers, Infowars.com, analyst experts coming out and saying they're covering up the Ebola. It was credible what we were saying. It's been confirmed today by the World Health Organization that, yes, it's a pandemic, yes, it's a crisis, yes, it's worse than we thought. Well, it's come out they were covering it up. We were right. These articles ran last week, early last week, middle of last week, through the weekend. Geraldo Rivera freaked out. A bunch of people freaked out. But we're just reporting the truth. And now they admit we're correct, but Drudge is bad. And again, Drudge is now the figurehead of independent, non-state-run media. If you got to pick one figurehead worldwide, like Ron Paul's the figurehead of libertarianism, Matt Drudge is the figurehead, but also there's a real person behind it, but still the symbol, the flag of internet freedom, libertarian type ideas. So they're all hating him. We have to recognize that because we have power, because we're effective. I want you to know the good news. The government has the lowest approval rating ever. I'm going to cover that after the break. Let's go to this Good Samaritan clip.
Again, I will say that Ebola is out of control in West Africa, and we are starting to see panic now around the world. People want to know. I don't know about you folks. I look at the Drudge Report. You can drive a lot of panic. And, you know, there's a guy in New York. There's a woman in England. There's six people have been tested in the United States. There are reports that there are 340 Peace Corps workers coming back. I greatly appreciate the help of the CDC. They have, in fact, Dr. Frieden and I personally have spoken, and they have, in fact, helped articulate their procedures and protocols for Americans returning into this country. And we are grateful for that. While our Liberia.
You know, I don't think he's even so much bashing Drudge as the media spun it that way. But the issue is drive a lot of panic, and then they go on to admit, but it is spreading, it is getting worse. Ebola, an international health emergency, World Health Organization, are they driving panic? The UN Health Agency is calling for global response to the West Africa epidemic to stop and reverse the spread of the disease. What they really don't like is that Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, and others know what's going on. We break the stuff first. And then it doesn't allow them to control the narrative. That's what they're really upset about. Not that we're causing panic. We're trying to cause a response to stop the crisis getting worse.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers. Free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. My cousin, Buckley Hammond, who grew up the first 5, 6, 7 years, I don't know, of his life in Guatemala, is just going to give you a little perspective of what it was like then. Now it's rated even worse. And that's where the majority of this new wave of 17% of them are children. But if it's a 50-year-old serial killer, you're not allowed to stop them. Even if they've been deported 6 times, you've got to let them come back and murder a Border Patrol agent and his father who are fishing right in front of their mother just to take their wallet. That's the funny thing. These folks coming out of Mexico and Latin America, they mainly prey on other Hispanics. But if you don't want Hispanic Americans being murdered in mass or being fed on by drug gangs, you're racist. So we're going to talk to Buckley Hammond, my cousin, who helped start InfoWars 19 years ago, who now has come back to the team last year. He's here with us. That's coming up in a few minutes. But here's the headline. Border Patrol agent. These people are coming here to do horrible things. Here's the clip.
So if we can't go out and do our job, and we're going to practice this this policy of catch and release where Border Patrol catch people, these are not people that are just coming here to work as the so-called line is fed to us. These people are coming to do horrible things, and I think the murder of Agent Vega shows what these people are capable of. And so we have this situation where we catch them, and then when they're turned over to ICE, they are being ordered to be released. And how is that an effective border strategy, and how any politician, the president included, can justify that is beyond me.
Right. And again, our clip system's been jittering a bit lately. We're going to get to the bottom of that. We're not editing these clips. They're just jumping around. But you got the basics of what he was saying there. You know, it's not our in-house video-produced clips and news that are jittering. I think it's the way we're downloading them. I think you're going to find the issue there. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, with the InfoWars.com news. Mainstream media, though, is saying Americans against wide-open borders are anti-immigration, but no other civilized country has opened its borders as widely as America has. Kit Daniels breaks it down. What KVEO-TV is reporting that anyone, including ranchers that are being robbed on a weekly basis, who doesn't want to have open borders is basically a racist. So this is the mindlessness of it. And then you've got the dumbed-down propaganda of people like the vice president a few days ago saying, these are all our children. Meanwhile, they made a deal a year ago in Guatemala to bring these people in and to allow Guatemala to allow people from Central and South America to come through. And Mexico has a deal now on record, an international racketeering, smuggling, drug trafficking, money laundering deal with the Obama administration to let their people through and turn the Border Patrol into a conveyor belt to deliver the illegals and to bus them anywhere they want to go in the country. 17% is the latest numbers in the new Border Patrol report that leaked last week, pointing out that thousands are from Ebola-stricken countries, thousands more from Al-Qaeda and IS-linked countries. And again, I'm not wringing my hands in fear of the Ebola. It just shows the recklessness. I'm not wringing my hands in fear of the Al-Qaeda people. Even if they were to blow up a bunch of stuff, okay, kills a few thousand people, I'm sad that happens. Statistically, cars, cancer, heart attacks, electrocution, drowned, it's all much more dangerous. It's like I'm not scared of great white sharks. It'd be a terrible way to get killed, but, I mean, five people a year on average get killed by it. The point is, it shows the whole war on terror is a facade and an excuse to bring in a police state that takes all of our rights. So let's go to that clip, because I mentioned Biden again yesterday saying this and saw a comment on YouTube saying I was a liar. He hadn't said this, so here's the clip.
These are not somebody else's kids. These are our kids. These are the children that lift the national ambitions of each of these countries aloft. And it's a tragedy for the countries who are losing them and for us not being able to solve every one of their problems.
Oh, you can't abort all of them. And now all the conservatives and Christians and Christian conservative libertarians and constitutionalists that are against aborting 9-month-old babies that could just be delivered and instantly adopted up, and the mother can be paid $50,000 to $200,000 by the adoption agency for the healthy baby. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed babies, $400,000. Black-haired, green-eyed babies, $500,000, $600,000. Hispanic babies, $150,000. Black babies, $50,000. I'm sad. That's just the market. I think all the babies are worth the same. It's come out the CPS has quotas on kids that the adoption agencies want, and they end up getting money for it. It's a huge criminal racket. Most of the CPS are actually private guilds and groups. There are some people that work in the foster system that aren't even bad, but at the top, it's big spiders running the operation. And no one's going to cry out for those kids, or the kids having radiation tested on them or pesticides tested on them. That even comes out in New York Daily News. Nobody gets in trouble killing little black kids with pesticides. No one tells the women that if they call the phone number on those billboards that Catholic charities and others put up that say, you know, pregnant scared, that you'll end up getting everything paid for to have your baby and money at the end of it. They, you just go in, you get an abortion that doubles your chances of different types of uterine cancer, all sorts of other issues. No one tells you that. And, oh, it's because Joe Biden loves the children. Don't we have a video of the birth of Joe Biden? Can you guys cue that up? John Bound knows where it's at. It's the birth of Obama, I think, caught on tape is the name of it. And it's satire, but... we cue that up, we can play it. The point is they can care less about these kids, and they have no moral high ground, when plus 17% of the illegals pouring in are the kids. We're going to talk about what the border's like here in a moment with Buckley Hammond. First off, you've already started to hear rave reviews about DNA Force. We won't get more of it for 10 weeks. We're going as fast as we can. This is our proprietary blend of the true, organic, made-in-America, not synthetic, patented, known things like PPQ and CoQ10 and a bunch of other stuff, where one ingredient in the bottle costs us $40. That's why it's $130. Formulas that aren't even as good, high-powered, nutraceutical-type stuff is $600 to $1,000. So that gives you an idea of why it's sold out in one day. We're going to get a lot more of it next time if we're able to. We're working on that right now, because this stuff is basically pharmaceutical grade. That's what they call it, nutraceutical. I've been on it a few months, incredible response. Other people in the office are on it. They're kind of going, man, that stuff's even more amazing. We don't have it. We don't have this little gem either yet for a few months because we're busy getting the patent pending and trademarking it and stuff. But this is something entirely new that no one else has that I've been taking. And people said my eyes look clearer. You name it, because I lead a very stressful life. Sorry, both these things are unavailable at InfoWarsLife.com. But what is available is Survival Shield Super Nascent Iodine, the only source sold anywhere from deep beneath the earth, between 7,000 and 12,000 feet, pure purple crystals that are then aerosolized. Forget the term of it. When you take a solid and turn it into a gas like this, where it actually... It's an interesting term. My dad was talking about this morning, and we have video of it on a hot plate there if you're a TV viewer. The crystals that we have been with a proprietary system mixed into the organic palm oil, and they just take the gas and mix it into the organic palm oil, and it is just unbelievable what it does in the body, just going through the body, detoxifying, grabbing onto the bad halogens like fluoride and bromine and bromide. It's simply incredible. And we have X2 for $29.95. Leading competitors are double the price, half the strength. That was with the old iodine survival shield that I think is better for kids. Consult your physician because it's not as strong. This stuff is just, there's nothing like it. X2. And it helps fund InfoWars and our operation. And I take it morning, noon, and night. Now, I did go through the detoxing the first 2-3 weeks when I took it. I was warned about that. But then after that, it's just like clarity. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. From my perspective, what I had happened with myself, friends, and family, you've heard the rave reviews. Bottom line, try X2. Try Survival Shield. Try a Fluoride Shield. Try Lung Cleanse with all the key essential oils, concentrated, organic, 3 shots in the mouth. Then you inhale, just get a little bit in the lungs. Amazing what it does when I have a sore throat or my larynx is worn out. We still have some of that. The colloidal silver bullet is almost sold out. It'll probably be a month till we get more of it in. Proprietary, powerful, nano silver, $19.95. It's just relabeled from one of the biggest high-quality manufacturers out there in a large food company, organic food operation. sells the same thing for $29.95, just to give you an example of what we do. The highest quality slash the prices, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And, guys, I don't have much water left in here. Do me a favor. Give me some water so I can – oh, my cousin's got over. He's got some water here so I can mix this up. Thank you, bro. And I'm going to take my noontime dose. Ah, delicious. InfoWarsLife.com. Take the challenge, 888-253-3139. Now, my cousin grew up in Guatemala. I'll have him tell you the story and just hit some of the high points or low points. Beautiful country. Got to see volcanoes erupting. Interesting people. Just south of Mexico. Used to be part of Mexico, but Santa Ana made them mad, so they broke away like Texas did. He was such a thug, increasing taxes, trying to take their guns. He grew up there because my aunt and uncle were down there working on, well, I guess they bought property and had a coffee plantation. But the issue was a lot of his Vietnam buddies were moving down there, so he moved down there. And he can tell you the rest of the story of what Guatemala's like. And by the way, he was there in the 70s and early 80s when it was bad. It is now, by every metric, much worse. An absolute hellhole. Beautiful place, but a green hell. And Buckley Hammond, one of the original InfoWarriors, now back on the team after a decade in Chicago up there working for big TV. Buckley, tell folks, just I have no idea even what you're going to break down. I know some of the stories. Your brother kidnapped, all of it. Go through those stories for people so they understand what's coming up here. And that Joe Biden says there are children. It's our responsibility. Can't take care of your kids? You're going bankrupt? Have trouble getting off work to pick your kids up at school? Doesn't matter. These are your kids. The whole world's your responsibility or you're racist. So, Buckley Hammond.
Exactly. First of all, let me just say that the whole magnitude of this experience isn't lost on me. I'm really, really happy to be here talking to you and talking to your more than 3 million daily listeners that, to me, represent the core of a new renaissance, of a new field of thought in the world that we're spreading liberty. And I'm really excited to be here, so let me just get that out of the way. Regarding Guatemala, you know, it's a really long and interesting subject. You could pore over books and read Wikipedia articles and et cetera about it all day long. And it's just been a century of conflict down there. And when you're talking about the violence that is occurring there down there now, unfortunately, that's not a new phenomenon. And there's a duality to this that I think is really important to understand is that, yes, it has always been very violent down there, but the nature of the violence has changed. If you go all the way back into the history of Guatemala, obviously it was colonized by the Spaniards, and the Spaniards were there for a long time. They brought a lot of really positive, interesting things to the culture. Their architecture is still there, and it's really gorgeous and beautiful. But you know, they did all the Indians were basically their indentured servants, and you had everything that is endemic to most of the colonial experiences around the world. In the 1950s, and this is a story that every conspiracy theorist should know because it's not a theory, it's an actual fact.
CIA coup.
Exactly. In the 1950s, United Fruit, with the help of the CIA, deposed a president named Jacobo Arbenz. And they basically just went in there just exactly like the globalists are doing now, but it was a lot more brazen because they just came in with their guns and they just took control of the whole situation so that people like Bob Dole of, Chiquita Banana, which is now which was United Fruit, could get their way. You know, they just marched in there with guns and just made whatever they needed to happen. And so I would highly suggest that people go and read about that because that's a really, really interesting and really just open, naked view into the nascent globalists' power structure.
And it's easy to say, oh, that's third world people, let them do it. Now they're doing it to us.
Absolutely. They're turning it around. And the sad thing is that after that happened, in the 1950s, and in the, from 1960s, there has been a civil war in Guatemala from the 1960s all the way through to 1996. Now that is 36 years, 36 years that the country has been racked, you know, with a violent, violent civil war. And the majority of that is basically just this revolving door of people in power and, leftist, leftist and socialist and actually communist, like Russian, supported insurgents, you know, that were attacking a government that was backed by the CIA in the United States. And it just went back and forth and back and forth. So the country is just riddled with you know, bloodletting that's been going on for generations. Now, what is significant about that is the fact that now, you know, now the Civil War is supposedly over, right? But what has happened is you've had generations and generations of people who have known nothing but violence and have been racked back and forth by violence. And basically all the power structures that are there, like the police, and any sort of way to keep civil calm has been almost completely deconstructed. So at this stage right now, Guatemala is, instead of having two forces that are sort of fighting each other, it's become an absolute cesspool of horrific, absolute horrific violence against you know, the people themselves.
It's anarchy. What all these anarchists want is Guatemala. This is what government devolves into, an absolute nightmare instead of a very small constitutional government.
Exactly. And there is an article that I read a long time ago, and I went back and I looked it up again, and it was just very startling and very visceral. And it really sort of details the horror that these people live through on a daily basis. And it was in the New Republic, and it's called The Most Dangerous Job in the World. And basically, it's a story about how 900 Guatemalan bus drivers were killed by thugs and gangsters and murderers over the course of a year. So I would highly suggest people go and read that. I think
it's 900. And again, that's what's coming here, because it's not just Guatemala. All of Central and South America is descending into road warrior frothing insanity. And our government is saying, come on, come up here.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Come, you masters of war. Hear the bill, the big guns.
The globalists have deliberately destabilized Central and South America. They're now moving to destabilize North America. They started with Mexico, and this is part of their larger plan. So anyone who's for all these illegals pouring in wants to destroy the country. Period. You can say, oh, it's for children all day. Bull. Buckley, get back into the 900 bus drivers killed in 1 year to the point of buses just stop moving. This is the insanity of an unstable country where people only know how to rob and steal when the country goes completely bad. And now the crime rate is exploding across the Southwest as the crime wave out of Central and South America conduits up through Mexico in a deliberate plan. Buckley, break down the stories.
Well, you're right. When violence gets to that level, it just creates a, it's like your body like locking down in toxic shock. You know, it just, nothing can work. I mean, how can bus drivers and people who drive trucks with products in the back make it from point A to point B, you know, without being robbed at gunpoint? And so it's a really, really vicious circumstance. And one of the things that I'd like to do is just sort of relate a couple of stories that happened to me personally when I was growing up in Guatemala. I was born in 1974 in Guatemala City in the Aurora Hospital down there. And I lived there for until I was about 11 years old. We came back in 1986. And the first story that I'm going to tell is about some friends of my parents. And this was before I was even 1 year old. The woman's name was Elsa Schumann, and the little boy, his name was Jonas, and he was my friend. You know, I like little pre-toddler babies.
Let me be clear, your dad was down there as a missionary and ran a Christian school, too.
Exactly. And so one day they went downtown, the wife and the young boy went downtown to go to the market, and a bomb exploded nearby them, and they were both severely injured. The little boy, Jonas, died, and the mother gave my mom a teddy bear that I have kept with me my whole life. It's been in my bed for my whole life. And that's, to me, a sort of a reminder of where I came from. And it's a really stark reminder that, you know, children and everybody else is a danger in, as collateral damage in this war. You know,
now, was that a loving communist bomb that killed him?
Absolutely. It was a loving communist bomb. So another story was that my mom and I were downtown at one point going to the market. Actually, it was the bank, if I remember correctly. We were in the bank, and a car bomb blew up outside the, you know, all the plaster was coming off the walls, et cetera. I remember that very clearly. So I very nearly was in one of those circumstances, too. Another story that I have is that we used to drive together all together in a sort of a armored car to go to school. And one time we were coming off of an exit on a highway, much like a circular, like when you come off the exit and you have to turn around a circular way to go down. And there was a big shootout in front of us. It was an assassination, and a bunch of people just shot the car behind, in front of us. And our driver drove off the road, went off roading, and drove off. And we just saw the aftermath of that. And I remember my mom reminded me of this today, this morning, that when we were driving around, she used to play a game where she would say, duck, and we would all have to duck, you know, and it was really just preparing us for the next time that there was, you know, a fusillade of bullets and guns.
And, of course, guns were banned there, but it was a total hellhole.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like Mexico. And once a civil war, a mafia war breaks out, once we accept a gangster culture, you don't hardly ever come back. You can knock Christians all day, and America hadn't been perfect, but we've been a lot more stable than other nations. That's what made the wealth. And now we're converting to a gangster culture, and our government wants it to happen. I want to hear more of these stories when we come back, Buckley Hammond, in the next hour. But first off, in the 30 seconds we've got left, why do you think the system wants to do this here?
Well, I think they want to implode it from the inside. I mean, it's like injecting a cancer. It's like putting polonium inside of somebody's body. You know, it's if you take people that have lived in that circumstance and you put them inside of a normal society, we're soft. Our
eyes are open. Yeah, I want to hear about.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. after consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super male vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.